She wants to do some alteration, no problem. For you, anything, we do it for you. Sorted out. Diamond ring, no problem. Buy diamond ring. If it wasn't for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this whole dunya and whatever it contains wouldn't have been created. The whole world. And forget the world, Jannat wouldn't have been created. The last year with last, I think it was Rabiul Awal, we did that Hadith Sharif where the decoration of Jannat is what? The name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leaves of Jannat are decorated with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. The hoors of Jannah, like a locket, they would have the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything is, the decoration of Jannah is the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it wasn't for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as my Hazrat always, he sings that couplet, agar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota. Agar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota. Na qibla na kaaba, na masjid ki unche minare, na qibla na kaaba, na makkah madina. Nothing, there wouldn't have been anything if it wasn't for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what love Allah Pak got for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a beloved like that gives out a plea, na, a cry from the heart, then how that anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Our little child comes and complains something, how we get into a rage, we go into a fit of anger. Somebody hurt our child, our beloved child. Somebody interfered with our wife. We get very, very angry. Imagine when that plea of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that cry from his heart. Ya Rab, inna haulai qawmul la yu'minun. So we mustn't break the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come on to the sunnah, come upon Sirat-e Mustaqim. That is what this month of Ramadan is all about. So I told you that I will explain to you how not to get burnt out. You see, ibadat, every ibadat has got a different flavor. Namaz has got a different flavor. Tilawat of Quran Sharif has got a different flavor. Durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam got a different flavor. Reading some tafsir, reading some hadith, listening to some dini talk, all these things got a different flavor. Now when a person is sitting for itikaf, we got nothing else except to make ibadat. That's our only thing that we have to do, make ibadat. So we must remember sleep is also ibadat. Sleep is also part of ibadat. So we must have adequate sleep. We mustn't try and stay awake right through and don't rest, don't have any sleep. We may manage 1-2 days, after that we'll be knocked out totally. So we must have our sleep. We must program ourselves what times we are going to sleep. Better we sleep more during the day. The daytime we sleep and the night time we spend in ibadat. Right? But obviously we won't be able to sleep the whole day also. So we must plan ourselves out. We must make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. But don't make one-way tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Because what will happen? You will start burning yourself out. So if you got, for example, your goal is that you are going to read 3 paras for the day. I'm just giving you an example. You say, I'm going to read 3 paras for the day. So you plan yourself out. Okay, in the morning when I wake up, I'll read 1 sipara. After that, I got some qaza umris to make. So I'll make those qaza umris. Right? Then after qaza umris, I'll read 40 durood. After 40 durood, I'm going to listen to one program. We're going to have program. Right, I'll sit for the program. After program, I'll read another sipara. After that, second sipara, I'll sit and make some zikr. So you keep alternating. You keep changing. You're not doing the same thing all the time. You do the same thing all the time, you get burnt out. You alternate, you change. When you change from one ibadat to the next ibadat, you feel fresh. You feel fresh. From one ibadat, you go to another ibadat. And then tomorrow, inshallah, I will bring some kitabs, some nice English kitabs, some tafsir, some history kitabs, other kitabs, Islahi kitabs, etc. and I will leave it here with you. So then in between you can read your kitab, you know, read some kitab, etc., and carry on. Itikaf in our masjid is very strict. In other masajid is not so strict. At other places, itikaf is not so strict. My intention with itikaf is not to fill the masjid up. That's why we don't put up any poster. That's why we don't tell you all meals provided. We don't tell you we'll do your washing for you. And we don't tell you we got everything on call for you. Nothing of the sort. Itikaf is a mujahada. It's a qurbani. The qurbani must be there. If the qurbani is not going to be there, then it will be a camping trip without the mosquitoes, without the outdoor difficulties. It will be a 10 days boys' night. Boys' night out. 10 nights of boys' night out. Food taken care of. Food galore. You just eating one way. Merrymaking, talking, having a good party, then the Nafil Itikaf people also come, they to join in, become one big party. So that is not the maqsad. The Itikaf that I would want for you is the same Itikaf that I would want for myself if I was sitting for Itikaf. When you come out from the Itikaf, you must come out with something. You must leave with some jewels that you never had before you came here. You must be mining while you are here. And you must leave with jewels. So, make maaf if it is strict. But, when the Shawwal moon come out, if you are alive and I am alive, after that you will appreciate if you do the itikaf like this. Lot of places now it's just becoming like mass itikaf and everybody is eating together. After Maghrib you eating, after Isha you eating again, after the program you eating again, Seri time you eating again. You're just eating and eating, and then there's so many people, everybody's talking, mixing. So then the essence of that itikaf is being lost. So I am very, very strict when it comes to the itikaf. For this simple reason that you must get something in the itikaf. I always feel that you've taken the time out, you made a big qurbani and you've come out. Now what is the sense if you come out and you don't leave with something? You must take something and go. You must get something and leave. So just bear with me. But inshallah, you will see the benefit of it. When you finish, you will see the benefit of it. You will see what a difference it makes to your whole life. You will find it. May dua Allah Pak give us the strength and the tawfiq. And the main thing is Allah Pak must accept. He must become happy. Allah must become happy. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.